there. Welcome to our podcast here with Sarah McCauley, an EAS advisor for Welsh, and myself, professional learning lead for them and the wider curriculum currently. We are looking at numeracy across the curriculum, and we're working with different subject specialists to look at ways that numeracy can be incorporated into the different subjects. Thank you for joining us today, Sarah. Yeah. In terms of, we've worked quite closely together on a couple of resources as part of supporting our new skills site, particularly for the numeracy, which we launched at the Maths and Numeracy Strategy. In terms of numeracy in Welsh, that's what we're going to be discussing today. So when we're often working with NCs, they are encouraged to only work with those numeracy-rich subjects. But with the curriculum for Wales on the horizon, we will be expected to plan effectively for these cross-responsibility skills. So do you feel there are opportunities to develop numeracy in Welsh?
Yeah, there are. Well, in my opinion, there are many opportunities to practice and consolidate skills in Welsh, and the key words here being practice and consolidate. This is something that we should have been thinking about anyway, regardless of the new curriculum. And there is an expectation that this is already taking place, and also these things are in line with the statutory requirements outlined in the literacy and numeracy framework. The literacy and numeracy framework highlight that teachers should be providing opportunities for pupils to apply the skills of both literacy and numeracy in a variety of subjects and in a variety of contexts, and this includes the teaching of Welsh in an English medium setting. This, it obviously comes with a disclaimer, and the applying of numeracy skills in Welsh, it has to be done in a meaningful way. It's got to be done in line with LNF, and teachers are expected to assess these skills alongside Welsh as a second language. But I think the important thing to remember is the numeracy aspect should not impact on Welsh language development, and getting this right is crucial.
Yeah, absolutely.
That some aspects of numeracy lend themselves better than others. So we're not looking to do it all, but there are certain aspects that lend themselves to this.
Yeah, and I think that's really interesting, because I had a conversation this week with an ESTIN inspector around numeracy. And we were talking about, I was talking about the fact that where a school was at is that they're doing it, but it's still not clear why they're doing it. You know, and it's a fine line between, I don't want them to stop doing it, you know, and completely. But actually, we need a lot more thought around the purpose of that numeracy task. And how does it enhance that subject specialism understanding? And like you say, and also not conflict with it or impact the understanding. So I would definitely agree with your points there around that. In terms of the benefits of using numeracy approaches to support the teaching of language, what are they? I think some people wouldn't even consider that as language teachers. So, you know, from your perspective, what would be the benefits of it?
Well, the reality is, nothing taught in isolation is any good in the long run, and the benefit of using numeracy approaches to support the teaching of languages reminds pupils and staff alike that the application of cross-curricular skills is so important, and the reality is it's important for life beyond school and beyond the classroom. And up to this point in time, there has been limited exploration of cross responsibilities for skills, and this is not a criticism, but it is the reality for secondary schools, and the new curriculum has provided an incentive to begin looking at options for doing this, and an opportunity for us to apply and revisit numeracy skills in different contexts. So the opportunity to see how numeracy skills can be applied in Welsh, it needs to be thought about earlier on in school life, I think. So we are looking, for example, you know, if I was to think about GCSEs, pupils are often asked to express an opinion on data in the form of statistics or in the form of a graph. But to make these texts more accessible, pupils need to know how to read, how to write, how to talk about numbers, and this probably beginning in Key Stage 2 and probably further down the chain, few secondary schools, from what I can see, are able to integrate opportunities for this into their schemes of learning. And there are many reasons for this, which we'll probably come back to later on in this conversation. I just think that people should be provided with opportunities to identify the implications of mathematical representations as they appear in the text and things that they encounter daily, and also to be able to apply their reasoning skills. Because, you know, with basic mathematics in a real world context, and also still be able to do this using the Welsh language, even though it's been simplified to a vast degree to enable them to access these things.
No, absolutely. And I mean, it's certainly a conversation I've had with other language teachers around, often you are doing numeracy anecdotally that you're not always aware of, you know, with the numbers, with anything around shopping, things like that. I think as well, you know, one subject area spoke to me about time, you know, their lack of confidence in telling the time from a mathematics perspective then obviously often impacts on their language development around time. And again, we're trying to work very closely with the department on that. So, yeah, I think they're really valid points. And I think people don't, like you're saying, aren't thinking about the end goal necessarily or life skills. You know, if you are a linguist, the likelihood is you will go and live in another country. You will go in and, you know, embrace a different life and culture somewhere else. So you will need those everyday life skills that are numerical and literacy based, won't you?
Yeah, and it's also, I think, important to remember that if you do go and live in a different country or use your language in other ways, there are still things that you're going to need to do through the medium of other language. So, for instance, when it comes to numeracy skills, you're still going to be looking at collecting and recording data in some form or other. Regardless of what your job is, you're still going to be presenting, analysing data, regardless of whether you're speaking to a friend or discussing your bank account or whatever the context may be, and you will always be interpreting the data in some form or another. So it's important that we can do this in a range of situations. I just want to make the point as well that it's important to remember that the skills within the LNF relate to learners' first language, and we shouldn't expect the Welsh language in a secondary setting in an English medium school to be developing at the same line as this, you know, in the same line as the age expectation. That's what I'm trying to say. We just need to keep these little things in mind, because these are the hindrances, I think. People think we can't do this because, and we should be looking for other ways. What can we do rather than focusing on what can't we do, I think.
Absolutely. And I certainly feel that's something we often come up around with numeracy. The change with the curriculum for Wales is the progression steps and the emphasis on practice and consolidation as well, not only doing age or stage appropriate skills. And I think that's a nice shift, really, because often there are numerical tasks that would have been taught at a much younger age, but they do constantly need to revisit them. I think, like what you're saying with language development, often people aren't aware of how you can differentiate numerical tasks. You know, it's one of the things we looked at when we were looking at resources, wasn't it, around the difficulties of finding different percentages of amounts. Some of them were much simpler than others, and that would affect the numerical skill set of the child, but it doesn't mean it shouldn't have been there. So I think that's a really interesting point. Thanks for that, Sarah. In terms of, you know, what do you think are the pitfalls of using numeracy approaches to support teaching a language? Because I'm certainly of the era where, when the LNF first came in, everybody was having to do a fraction starter. It was going to be multiples week and all of that sort of thing. And we have come a long way from there, thankfully, and things have changed. But there are obviously pitfalls of trying to incorporate numeracy if you're not aware of them.
Yeah. And I just think it's something similar to what I said before. The numeracy approaches, they shouldn't be encroaching on the teaching of Welsh. So if we can avoid this, then people feel much happier about doing it. It shouldn't slow down the teaching or interfere with reaching the objective, which is, in all intents and purposes, key language acquisition and use of language in a given situation. Yeah. So you know, people want to do their job, and if they see numeracy as something that's stopping them achieving what they need to do, then that's something that we need to try and avoid. So I think to in order to avoid any pitfalls, the key is to start small, I think, and to develop and integrate an aspect of numeracy. You know, trial something with a youth group, trial something that has a range of important approaches, and most importantly, open up a dialogue and seek support from the numeracy coordinator, because I've already identified where we could begin, so why not pick collecting recording data, presenting, analysing data, or interpreting data as a starting point. It doesn't need to be a big thing, so I think avoiding the pitfalls is key.
And yeah, absolutely.
There's that it impacts too much on their own progression within a subject, which shouldn't be the case and doesn't need to be the case.
No. And, you know, it's interesting, we're talking about expertise. You know, we all do have different expertise, particularly at a secondary level. And often, you know, somebody that's more literate would see an opportunity that could be exploited or developed, which you wouldn't necessarily see if it's not with one of your skills. And it's the same with the numerate and the digital skills. It sort of nicely moves us on to the next question, really. Often NCs can come up against a little bit of resistance when trying to support Welsh departments with numeracy, predominantly because of the preconcept opinion that it's not a numeracy rich subject, I would say, from my conversations with NCs. What are your feelings around that?
Regardless of what people think and their own personal opinions, just to reiterate, people should be given opportunities. It's an expectation that they consolidate and use their numeracy skills, and it's not really an option as far as I can see, but it's that we need to relay, I think, to people in a nice way.
yeah absolutely, we need the buy-in, don't we, at the end of the day. And I've certainly seen that, being able to sit with heads of departments and just have a good professional dialogue around numeracy. You know, that some of the things I'd seen were incorrect terminology, which was easily rectified. The resource had its place, but wasn't possibly being used to its full potential.
Missed
opportunities. Yeah. Sometimes doing it because they thought they should, rather than why. You know, that question does need to be asked, coming back to the points you've already made. But I do think you're right. It is an expectation. It's going to become even more key with moving the educational workforce forward with the Curriculum for Wales. And people do have maths anxiety. So people are apprehensive about things, and they just need to open those dialogues. And, you know, we're always at the end of the phone or, you know, or online, or can come in. And I think people, I'd be really helpful if this hopefully could get out to more people, so that we get more people asking for help, because often it's a lonely place if you're not quite sure how to do it or what to do with it in terms of that.
I was just going to say, in terms of resistance, what you said previously, I do think a lot of it is not that people don't want to engage, it is likely down to a vast range of reasons, and one of those being lack of confidence. And if we can address that, we're on the path to
absolutely
engagement out. And I just think it's also down to coverage as well. There's certain things need to be covered certain point in time, and it's the burden. We need to get rid of this image of a burden more than anything. And, you know, it brings me back to starting small. That's what we need to do, break that barrier down. And genuinely, I think it's down to a lack of time as well. When it comes to second language Welsh, a lot of departments have seen their hours slashed. And this makes integrated numeracy and other skills a logistical impossibility. And these are things that we do, I think, need to address. And I just think as well, a lot of these answers and hindrances and things that are stopping us moving forward with this agenda, it basically comes down to departments need support, and they need support from the senior management team. And this can be given in time, you know, in terms of time for planning, time for preparation, time for collaboration. And I'm sure if time was given, then this would also reduce and diminish the resistance departments are feeling. I don't think it's a lack of not wanting. I just think it's a lack of, where on earth am I finding the time to do this one?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And I do feel that, you know, that whole school strategic approach is when things shift, when that changes, you know, it does have a bit of a shift. We've obviously worked together on a few of the resources we've uploaded to the AS skills site within the numeracy section. How did you find that, Sarah? I know it's me asking you, but in terms of your experience as a Welsh specialist looking at numeracy in Welsh, what would you think were the benefits of it, and why do you think it might not be happening in schools at the moment? Oh, sorry, we've talked about that, but anything additional why you think it might not be happening?
Well, I just think, first of all, I think it's an invaluable experience to be working cross-curricularly, because it's crucial, because we're all working together to achieve a common goal in the first place. And I'm not an expert in maths by any stretch of the imagination, or numeracy for that matter. So any input that I get, you know, I relish and take it upon myself to take all the information that you give to create purposeful resources. And that's the starting point for any successful lesson, is the resource, and teachers know what they're doing. So you do need to have that collaboration. You do need to have that time for talking. And I just find that that has been invaluable. I just think working together as well has given us an opportunity for discussion. And I think that's key for bringing new ideas and moving the agenda forward, because we definitely need to start. We've talked about it, but schools do start to, they need now to start moving forward with this.
Yeah.
A lot of problems that I had in terms of mathematical questions and what pupils should be doing, could they do it? These were resolved during these sessions, and I just think that that's important as well, that planning, delivery, all these problems, if they are problems, they need to be discussed. And it's a good opportunity, as far as I could see, for us to exchange ideas and come up with creative ways of moving this forward, because one answer doesn't fit all scenarios. Right. All settings or all timetables, and at certain times in the year, different approaches could be used to make integrating numeracy a possibility and delivering with impact.
Yeah, I think I certainly have enjoyed working across teams on it and subjects, because, you know, it's always that idea of what you think numeracy could look like, and it's important to have the subject specialist take on it as well. And like you say, we're keen to work with all middle leaders around numeracy as a team. And I think, hope, you know, that's something we would like to be rolling out further, even if they are just the odd online conversation, just to pick someone's brains about some of the things we've all talked about, you know, and like you talk about the appropriateness of it, the skill in a specific context. So, yeah, I mean, I did find it invaluable, plus really enjoyable. It was really nice to share a common goal on something, and something hopefully that schools might consider doing as part of their Curriculum for Wales preparation, and after, maybe later in this term when things have calmed down with everything that's going on. In terms of generally numeracy in Welsh, is there anything else that you'd like to share that we haven't covered today?
No, I think we've covered everything, but I just, you know, to come back to the main points for me, is if we give staff time to work collaboratively, if we secure that buy-in and put some time aside, dedicated time towards doing this, and diminish that feeling of, I've got to do all of this numeracy as well as my own subject, and maybe guide people to chunking things up and focusing on a small aspect, I'm hopeful by securing all these things, we'll foster a better understanding. And if we do this, I'm pretty sure the success will follow, both in terms of engagement and progress. And
yeah, I would agree, and I think you were absolutely right when you said it earlier. Small is better. Something done well for a purpose is far better than trying to do all of it and be a master of none. I think that you've really hit it on the head there. So that's great for me. Thank you ever so much for your time today, Sarah. And I really hope people listen to this and do make contact with us regarding additional support for numeracy in Welsh. And again, thank you ever so much for your time, really. It's been really interesting, as always. Thank you.
You're welcome.